The Lord bless us all with clear discernment and understanding tonight. It's May the 8th, 2015. It was an interesting night. We had some interesting conversations about discernment, and I want to share these with you because I think they're really going to help you in your walk as well. I came into prayer through worship and found myself dancing with him, and I said to the Lord, "It's so beautiful dancing with you, Lord. You were so clear and present to me." He was wearing a black tuxedo, and I was in my wedding gown. And I tried to dismiss this vision several times, but it persisted. So I figured this is really what's happening. I was in my wedding gown. Well, he answered me. He said, "And why not? This is practice for our wedding dance." "For the real event?" I said, "Yes, my love, for the real event, soon to come." Forgive me, Lord, we're kind of getting the jitters as the time gets closer. "Yes, I know, I am too." "Really?" "Yes, really. Don't you think that holding my bride in my arms, knowing she will soon be with me for eternity, would give any man in love the jitters?" "I suppose. Oh, Claire, you and all my brides have no idea how much you're loved, honored, and respected. Not even a clue." "I guess not." "Well, it's beyond your wildest dreams." "Yes, I try to limit my dreams. I don't want to get out there in La La Land." "Well, I'll take you out to La La Land anyway." "Lord, you always do, but at least it's safe with you and it's not my foolish girlish imaginings. It's truly blissful and heavenly." "You are far too timid," he said. And that kind of shocked me. "Timid?" "Yes, timid." "Well, you're always right, so I guess I'll just have to agree with you." "Oh, you are timid, all right. I have to meet you not halfway. Not two-thirds of the way, but 80% of the way, you were so timid." "You mean others are bolder in reaching out to you than me?" "Oh, yes, much bolder." "Wow, I used to be so bold. What happened to me?" "You married a man that turned the wild March hare into a sweet, domesticated little bunny." "I love bunnies." "I know, that's because they're timid like you." "Okay, well, I love fawns too and deer." "See, there you go again, timid." "But I also love lions and tigers and cougars, but I guess that's because I see them as cuddly in heaven." "So you've proven your point. I'm timid." "Well, my sweet spouse, what would you like to talk about tonight?" "You and I." "Oh. What will marriage in heaven be like with me? That's what I want to talk about." "I have lots of questions, but I'd rather you just tell me what you want me to know." "We will never be apart." "You mean physically or spiritually?" "Spiritually." "But we are never apart now." "Yes, but you cannot always touch in with me. You have trouble focusing." "Not in heaven. That will be a thing of the past. The very moment you touch me with your thoughts, I will be there for you." "Wow, I like that. But won't I be a pest?" "You will learn propriety. That is, being united with me and wanting attention will be two different things. You will be so filled with me that touching in will not be so necessary. You will be drawn to worship and lingering in the sweet bliss of our presence in worship. We will spend lots of personal one-on-one time together, lots of it, going everywhere together, rock climbing and hiking and horseback riding, picnics and canoeing, flying, swimming. Oh, we're going to have a grand time. I have so much to show you." "But isn't that frivolous in the light of the work to be done here on earth?" "You must come to know me more thoroughly, so that my presence can get stronger and stronger through you to others. You will bring me to them, And the better you know me, the better you will bring me to them. Besides, recreation is important. Recreate opens your perspective on life and allows you to rejoice in the bounty and variety I've created for you, just to enjoy. You see, this is one way we show our love for one another. We create something for the one we love. We cherish their reaction and the joy they find in it. But I know you're graduating to people. You're beginning to find all your joy in them. Yes, this is beautiful and praiseworthy, and very much like me. Every soul has a journey to make through things created as they travel to me alone. I know that you would be happy in my broom closet, so I've built you a palace. Is that such a great thing for me? I think not. It is but a minor token of my love for you, which goes way beyond created things. It goes all the way to Calvary. Oh, Lord, don't say that. I don't want to think about your suffering for me. I know, my love, but sometimes that is the only appropriate gift I can give you. And you do understand that in suffering for others, you prove the sincerity of your love. Yes, Lord, I do. Well, then remember, my love for you and each and every soul goes to Calvary. Getting back to heaven, there are dimensions of pleasure and awareness in heaven that you have yet to experience. One you did experience the night I visited you and translated you out of the kingdom of darkness and into my glorious light. Oh my, that was quite an event, an ecstasy of body and soul that lasted 45 minutes and defies description. Yes, there are states like that in heaven, where you feel that wonderful all the time. Oh my goodness, that would be pretty distracting. Not really. You learn to function in that state, and everything you touch receives a portion of that bliss. Oh, you have no idea what's waiting for you, the oneness of all creation, and how we communicate the love for each other interdimensionally. What does that mean? Well, a plant communicates on one dimension, a cat on another, a rock on still another, but the love that holds all of creation together is binding between species. In other words, you can speak to all of creation and be understood, and they can speak back to you, and you will understand. And in the end, all are giving glory to me. All praise and honor and glory to you, Almighty God. Yes, we will be together in worship, continually in worshipful bliss. All of my creation is united to me in a blissful praise. You've just never experienced anything like it. Wow, Lord, this is so amazing. May I just stop right here and breathe it in just for a moment? Well, it turns out just for a moment ended up to be an hour-long nap. When I came back to prayer, the Lord said, I'm still here. You mean you didn't get tired of waiting for me? Oh no, I was right here with you by your side. Sometimes I just want to be close to you, Claire, and that way I can enjoy my creation, even when she's struggling with her faith and things to come. Oh, no, I can't keep anything from you. I'm really sorry. I hate it when I question what you've so faithfully told me, Lord. You can't help it. You're being buffeted. I rebuke them, Lord, because I thought that's what you would want me to do. Well, I'm also enjoying the battle between you and them. I see that little crack way down deep inside your vessel, and they see it too. Suddenly I saw myself as a large water vessel, and at the very bottom there was light coming in through a crack. Oh, Lord, how do I get rid of this? Worship. Lots and lots of worship. So I did. I went back to worship for probably a good hour or so. And during worship, an angel came and opened my eyes so I could see that I was in the heavenly court, praising God with angels and saints. Then Jesus came and stood before me. He was wearing a red robe, and he looked into my eyes. "Don't you believe me, Claire? I need you to believe." "Yes, Lord, I believe you. And yet there's something tugging at me deep in my gut, calling everything into question, saying none of this is true. You've been deceived. That's why it won't wash. This is your gut speaking. Pay attention to me. Aren't I always right?" I see tears flowing down his cheeks. "How do I get rid of this damnable spirit of unbelief, Lord? I'm so used to seeing something and verifying it with my gut-level feeling. How do I deal with this opposition? My faith tells me one thing, and my gut-level perception is going against it. What do I do? Please send me some help. I can't do this on my own." He kissed my forehead gently. Just then, Ezekiel returned from his errands, and he sat with me and prayed to help me discern what was going on. He told me that the Lord was pleased with me and that I am in his will, and this other thing is a distraction to take me away from the rest of my work. Well, it did just come up out of the blue and overtake me. I asked him, "What do we do if time continues to drag on and the Lord has not come yet?" And he said, "We just carry on with our work. There's lots to do." Well, I know one thing. I'm sure Jesus has told me, since he has confirmed it over and over again, and that's that when Miami falls, the rapture will happen directly after that. But this nagging gut-level feeling, what is this about? Ezekiel said, "Set it aside. Wait on the Lord. It will get resolved." This is discernment 404. New levels, new devils. So I went back to worship, and the Lord began speaking to me immediately. He said, "You're going to have to wait on me, beloved. That's the only resolution. I will make it plain and clear, but this is a suffering. Wait on me. In the meantime, I would say that you do have faith, but you're being tested. Hold fast to what you do know in your heart and set the rest aside. Very quickly now, I will make the truth plain to you in such a way that you can receive it without wavering. Stand. And when you've done all, I say stand, because faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. You have the conviction of things not seen, do you not?" "Yes." "Then you're being toyed with. This is a distraction, just as your covering said it was. Haven't I always given him the wisdom to carry you through?" "Yes, Lord, indeed you have." "Okay, then, hold fast to what he's told you and let it wash." "Thank you, Lord. I have a peace about this now. I don't have that nagging feeling anymore. As I told you, you were being toyed with. Keep your eyes on the work at hand. You see, when you are making progress, the enemy tries to erect barriers to slow you down or even make you quit. Sometimes, when you can't resolve these things on your own, rather than continue to bang your head against a wall, it's best to set it aside and carry on. Then later things will become clear. But when you enter into a struggle to get all the answers right now, you get derailed, and the important things that are waiting for your attention don't get addressed. So carry on, my love. You are very pleasing to me, and those kinks in your faith are nothing more than distractions, blown out of proportion in order to stop your forward motion. Which, by the way, they did. And for how many hours? 6. So you see, they succeeded. Now you know better. Don't let them do this again. And for all my brides, I say to you, when you hit some kind of irreconcilable issue that begins to draw all your attention to itself. You may very well assume that the enemy has deliberately done this to throw you off. One indicator is that you were doing just fine before. Everything was going smoothly, and your faith was in place, and you were at peace. Then, all of a sudden, you begin to have doubts, serious doubts, that take you away from the matters at hand. You begin to obsess over them and come to a completely confused standstill. That is demonic. You struggle not against flesh and blood, but spirits of the air, lying spirits, sent to confuse and cause doubt, to erode faith and cause you to stumble. But Lord, I said the binding prayer. Weren't these all included in that? Remember when you came back to prayer after a break? I nudged you to say it again. Oh, and you didn't? Bingo. But even beyond prayers, my beloved, even beyond that, if you come up against something that seems unresolvable at the moment, don't allow yourself to be locked into a struggle with it. This is most definitely a temptation meant to derail you. So now you are free, my dear one. Move on. There's much for you to do. I give you all my blessing and grace now, that you will be resolute in waiting for me. Add to that a careful examination of dynamics that might frustrate or hinder your faith. Be on guard against those who would derail your patient endurance. And in all things, continue in the hope I am imparting to you this night. I love you all dearly. The table is set. The food is prepared. Soon, we will be seated at the banquet together. Soon.